I'm Douglas Johnston, the president and founder of the International Center for Religion and Diplomacy. It's now 13 years in being, and we practice faith-based diplomacy in different parts of the world. My background is generally political military, and before I came here, I was the executive vice president and chief operating officer of the Center for Strategic and International Studies here in Washington for 12 years. I think that one of the things that we should encourage as strongly as we can is to support mainstream Islam, you know, which you know, subscribes to tenets that all world religions share about neighborly concern and the betterment of humanity. You know, bombs and bullets have their place, but if you're going to tackle terrorism, you need to get at the ideas behind the guns, not the guns. I do believe that that in a context in which religious legitimacy trumps all else, the best antidote for bad theology is good theology. You know? And the Holy Quran has some wonderful standards that which you just articulated a little bit ago. I think religious leaders have to play a very important role in all this to, you know, and we need to call our own religions back to their basic tenets of peacemaking, neighborly concern, betterment of humanity, one's relationship with one's creator. You know, the Abrahamic values are very clear about what should be done here and now. You know, we find that the Christian and Jewish and Muslim, that juxtaposition, we have every reason in the world to cooperate, and we're doing just the opposite. I'm the first to say that I think that Turkey is absolutely critical to everything. Turkey is probably, geopolitically, it may be the most strategic state in the entire region. You know, I'm quite convinced of that. So we're working in the, hopefully in the right direction, and if Allah is blesses what we're
inshallah.
Doing, you know,
inshallah. Allah rewards what you're doing, and then collaboration is very important.
It is.